Random House Audio presents Embassy Town by China Mieville. Read for you by Susan Duoden. The word must communicate something other than itself. Walter Benjamin, on language as such, and on the language of man. The children of the embassy all saw the boat land. Their teachers and shift parents had had them painting it for days. One wall of the room had been given over to their ideas. It's been centuries since any void craft vented fire, as they imagine this one doing. But it's a tradition to represent them with such trails. When I was young, I painted ships the same way. I looked at the pictures, and the man beside me leaned in too. "Look," I said. "See? That's you." A face at the boat's window. The man smiled. He gripped a pretend wheel like the simply rendered figure. "You have to excuse us," I said, nodding at the decorations. "We're a bit parochial." "No, no," the pilot said. I was older than him, dressed up and dropping slang to tell him stories. He enjoyed me flustering him. "Anyway," he said, "that's not... It is amazing, though, coming here, to the edge, with Lord knows what's beyond." He looked into the arrival ball. There were other parties, seasonals, comings out, graduations and year's ends, the three Christmases of December. But the arrival ball was always the most important. Dictated by the vagaries of trade winds, it was irregular and rare. It had been years since the last. Diplomacy Hall was...